Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
All right, Wendy knows more about Girls Next Door than the rest of us do. And Holly Madison is joining us this morning. Hey, Holly.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm great. Just waking up.
You must be out in California.
Vegas.
No, I'm in Vegas. Same time zone.
Are you still doing the Peep Show?
Yes.
What is the Peep Show?
Peep Show is this awesome burlesque show at Planet Hollywood that I star in.
Okay. Mm-hmm. On any given night in Vegas, what time do you get to sleep?
Like 2, usually.
Really? That seems to me like that would be the early. That's the Atlanta equivalent of 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, it's pretty early for Vegas. Like when you live here full time, you don't really go out every night. You just kind of pick and choose, and maybe go out like one night a week or mm-hmm. so. Otherwise, you wouldn't get anything done.
My dad lives outside of Vegas in Henderson, and he's lived there for 10 years, and he's only been to the Strip one time.
Really?
Yes. Like if you live.
Yeah. I mean, I live on the Strip, obviously, but a lot of locals who are born and raised here, they don't even come to the Strip.
Yeah.
It's almost like any city, I think, you know, where you're really not a tourist in your own town, mm-hmm. you know, but you will other places. But you think Vegas would be hard not to
New
get
Yorkers
down there.
Who never go to Manhattan.
Right.
Yeah.
Or Atlantans who never come inside the perimeter.
Mm-hmm. So. Do you live in a big fancy hotel in Vegas?
Yeah, I live in Planet Hollywood. I love living here because it's like living in a small town, but yet you have everything to do that you would want to do in a big city.
Well, I want to get your take on the new Girls Next Door, because Hugh's new number one girlfriend looks exactly like you, in my opinion, and kind of acts like you. What do you think of the new girls?
The Crystal, I don't even know. I know the twins because I worked on their Playmate pictorial, but mm-hmm. I don't know Crystal at all.
How do you, I got so many questions more about Hugh Hefner than anything else, and I know I'm going to be walking the line of tacky here probably, so if I step over the line, just say, hey, you're being a tool. But
okay.
How do you go from
Tool. Oh, that was for her?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. How do you go from meeting Hugh Hefner to being Hugh Hefner's lover? Like, what happens there? Do his people say, look, Hugh's really involved or interested in getting involved with you? Or is there one-on-one interaction? Or how does that work?
It's more like you hang out with other girls and make friends with them, I find.
But then is it like does he come into a room and he just starts to select women that he wants to be more intimate with?
No. It's more like just having fun, hanging out as a group and stuff.
But at one point you break off because it's you and the rest of the girls. So how does that happen?
Well, it's just like whoever gets along and has fun and stuff, like that would be who would live at the house.
And how do you go up from this big group to being the number one?
I was there the longest.
Well, there had to be something special with you that mm-hmm. he didn't have with the other girls.
Obviously liked you more.
Yeah, I mean, well, we got along really well, definitely.
Are you guys still friends?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard, though, because when he has the new girlfriends, like, sometimes jealousy gets up in there, and, you know, I don't want to, like, nitpick every single little drama. That's not what my life's about anymore. So sometimes things get a little strange, but it is what it is.
Is he also jealous of your new boyfriend?
No, absolutely not. He's really cool. He's always, like, really cool with, you know, his ex-girlfriends. You know, he wants to be friends, and he always wants everybody to be happy and things like that. So it's not that at all. It's just, like, I don't know. It's the girls. It's not him.
Okay. How many times in a day do you get asked what it's like to sleep with an elderly man?
Never.
Never? What's it like to sleep with an elderly man?
I don't know.
So you and, well, you've you and Hugh never got intimate in that way?
That is not a question I would answer.
Hey, I'm trying to think of a way to rephrase it. Well, I mean, obviously, if you guys, I mean, you were his girlfriend. I mean, you guys were in a serious, serious relationship. So it has to be assumed that you were getting intimate with him.
Well, would you ask anybody else on the show if they had sex with their boyfriend?
Definitely.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of the kind of show we have.
Yeah. We definitely would. In fact, Jeff told us this morning he had sex with his wife last night.
No, Jeff
I said I had sex last night. Oh. I didn't say who else was around me.
Or if anybody.
I can't believe that question has never been asked of you before.
No, it's been asked. It just doesn't get asked very often.
Yeah, Melissa, that was tacky.
I'm sorry. You should apologize. I am the tacky one
Melissa,
on the show.
Melissa, you're being
sorry.
A tool.
I know. Melissa's the tool.
How much interaction did you have with Hef? I know the other girls came out and said that they didn't have much during the filming of the show. Was that accurate?
No, well, the thing about Hef is he's really busy. I mean, we would always do things every day, but he's really busy with work during the day and stuff. So you would kind of do your own thing during the day, and he would always be in the office and working on the magazine and stuff.
Is living in that house like living in a big sorority house?
Yeah, absolutely. It's super fun, and I'm kind of addicted to it, actually, because I live in this big suite in the hotel, and I have a roommate now, and I'm always, like, I love being surrounded by people and by friends.
Here's Meg. She's got a question for you. Hey, Meg, you're on with Holly Madison.
Hey, Holly. I'm a huge, huge, huge fan. I love The Girls Next Door, and I'm looking forward to the new show. But I was curious, how is your new show different from The Girls Next Door? Do some of the same girls make an appearance, or is it completely new people?
It's a lot of new people. It's new friends from Peep Show. I would say, like, the three other main characters in the show. One of them is the male singer from Peep Show. One of them is a playmate that has been on a couple Girls Next Door episodes. And then my friend Angel, who was born and raised in Vegas, she was on a few Girls Next Door episodes. It's a lot. I mean, it's the same producers as Girls Next Door, so it's a lot of the same style, the same fun, and everything like that. But it's set in Vegas, so there's a lot of new things to do and new plot lines and different things like that.
And Holly, are you taking part in any of the editing of that show?
I don't get down to the editing. Mm-hmm. I will just let the producers know if I think there's something extra special, and we go over story together. But I don't actually sit in the editing bay yet.
Are there some that you feel will never ever be able to take you seriously as far as a businesswoman goes, based on how you started the whole thing out with Hugh Hefner?
Yeah, absolutely, but. You know, I seem to be getting everything I want done anyway, so it's all right. I mean, obviously, there will be some people out there who don't, but I don't really care.
What else? Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Holly, I read on your website that you have a book club. Is that true?
Yeah, I post a new book that I'm reading every month on my website, and then I try and get people from Twitter to recommend new ones to me.
That's cool.
How many people do you think were in your, I mean, because it sounds like it's almost like a indirect book club. How many people?
Yeah, it's not really that interactive.
What is like the most popular book that you've read that your fans have responded to?
Probably the Madonna biography I read.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you got to really get the tacky questions under control.
I know. I'm sorry. I was trying to make up for the elderly man sex question.
It's too late now.
Oh, sorry.
So tell us about the E special that's premiering.
It's the first episode of my spinoff from Girls Next Door. It's just about everything I'm doing in Vegas and all the fun stuff we're doing here, and it's a lot of fun. It's awesome.
Well, very cool. Well, thank you for joining us this morning. I apologize for my co-host.
I'm sorry.
All right, Holly, thank you.
Hi, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Melissa,
I'm sorry.
Can't believe you.
I wish there was a camera here. But
yes,
Melissa, ask a question.
Okay, I think we did pretty good with not a lot there.
Whew. Yeah. That was a bummer of a way to end a Friday show.
That wasn't that bad.
Struggle.
Yeah, it was.
She's a talker.
I'm exhausted
now.
Yeah.
Her laugh fascinated me. I think Jeff and I.
This is the message that Jeff is going to leave for later on today.
And Jeff has a mustache too.
You're so
really?
What?
Wendy never. Okay, how long have you been here?
You never noticed he had.
You never noticed
hair?
He had facial hair.
Well, no, I.
You poor little thing.
Jeff. I guess I just didn't realize it.
I think it's, why? You know what I think she's saying?
What did you realize about the hair on my face?
Here's what I hear her saying, Jeff, is that your body is so hot she didn't even realize you had a face.
Right. Oh, God. Right. That's a great way to get the job.
Good. Well, it's really going to send me into a weekend. Great. Thanks for fixing the high management.
Hey, The Bird Show.
What's up, fools? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big.